dictation of initial psychiatric evolution on Klein, hence K-L-E-I-N, hence H-A-N-S. His date of birth is 12-13-1964. His telephone number is 586-737-5070. Identification data. Hence, is a 60-year-old single Caucasian male. Became widow 2 years ago when his wife died. Currently is living with his one of four brothers. Described, he was out of the state. He was in Dayton, Ohio, and his back. He claimed that he need his medication. Patient was on amphetamine, Adderall, 20 milligrams twice a day, and described that medication was helping him a lot to focus. Without medication, he cannot function. He is get distracted, disruptive, and cannot be productive. Yet, in the past, he was getting prescription for Dr. Ayla Sachi, who is his primary care physician. He described he has been getting treatment for non-healing ulcer of the both feet, period, which happened due to the peripheral artery disease. Period. Patient denies that he has never been in psychiatric hospital. Sometimes he depressed, getting nightmares and thinking about his wife, whose death was sudden, and he feels very bad about it. He is taking only medication prescribed by Dr. Ayla Sachi for his pain and also for healing of his both leg. He need to be on amphetamine, which was helping him a lot. Past psychiatric histories in Nimal KV. Personal history, was born in Michigan, completed 9-gauge education. He was having some learning problem, especially reading, period. And he worked here and there, but due to disability, due to problem with the both leg, he's on disabled right now. Medical history is positive for peripheral vascular disease, ulcer, recurrent ulcer of both leg. Social history, he described he was drinking alcohol a lot, but last 2 years he stopped and cut down the alcohol. Occasionally he drink alcohol, period. Sometime he smoked marijuana, sometime he smoked cocaine. Last time he did was 2 years ago, but he never used heroin or intravenous, never shoot heroin, period. On mental examination, client present as a tall Caucasian male, 6 feet 2 inches in height, 215 pounds in weight. He was alert, oriented to date, month and year. His mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion, but he describes it is difficulty for focus, his attention is poor, concentration is poor. He can repeat 6, 9, 1, 2, 3 forward, but having difficulty repeat it backward. Similarly, he can spell word forward, but difficulty with the backward. He can recall two objects immediately. Out of three objects, he recalled only one object in 5 minutes. He can name objects, he can follow commands. His mood was euthymic, affect was anxious, speech was clear. He denies any suicidal, homicidal ideation, plan, or any attempt. He can do simple addition, but not multiplication. Abstraction ability was limited, judgment sight limited. His executive function was a problem, period. Based diagnostic formulation, patient is a 60-year-old Caucasian male who has been having difficulty, who has history of attention deficit hyperactive disorder since young age, and has been using history of substance abuse. But currently, he described he is occasionally drink alcohol, and as alcohol has been stopped, he denies any use of heroin, marijuana, or cocaine on a regular basis, but he has claimed that without medication, he cannot focus or be attentive. He responded well when he was getting Wellbutrin 20 milligram daily while he was in hospital at St. John, Oakland, PA. Diagnosis, exercise 1. attention deficit hyperactive disorder, post traumatic stress disorder, access to deferred access theory, peripheral vascular disease, often ulcers in his both leg, access for death of his wife, inconsistent living situation, unemployed, period, access 550, progresses guarded recommendation. I discussed with him about the medication to start on Adderall XR 20 milligram daily, which can cover all day long. If it does not work, I will increase the dose to Adderall 30 milligram daily. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. It was also explained that he medication I will try to work on, and if he consistent with the compliance, I will increase the dose further if as needed, to which he is agreed. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. A prescription of Adderall XR 20 milligram daily was given for 30 days. Prognosis guarded. This is the end of the question. Next question is Gay Francis, G-A-Y-E, Francis, F-R-A-N-C-S. Her date of birth is 1-9-1976, subjective Ajita. Date of evolution is March 10, 2025, subjective Ajita. Francis was accompanied with his father for this evolution, and she indicated that she does not want to have any relationship with her husband. She is going to get divorced, period. She believed that her husband is very intrusive and interfere with his life, period. She describes she is doing good on Abilify Maintena 400 milligram intramuscularly. She does not need any additional oral doses of Abilify. Patient was giving Benadryl 25 milligram daily, Benzatropine 1 milligram daily, Abilify 20 milligram daily. So I explained that if it is working, injection is working once a month, it is fine, but she has to be consistent with the compliance. I further explained that I will order a prescription for Abilify Maintena 400 milligram intramuscularly every month, and for a prescription will send to pharmacy ABD at Hoover, PA 13 minute Hoover, PA. Patient also indicated that he is due for this injection, another injection March 27 or 28, PA. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Patient has no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness, considering her current status, and also not willing to take any other medication. I will stick with the medications, and also explain her father that if he decompensation other, she should bring to the hospital. Progress is guarded and objection. Next solution on Liz Sharha, L-I-S Sharha, S-A-R-A-H. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3442. Subjective Ajita. Sarah is a 47-year-old divorced Caucasian female working in General Dynamic. However, as requirement by the government, she has to go to the work five days a week. Period, which believe it is too hard for her because she has a young daughter and she does not want to disown her or put care or give her to someone who provide care. Here she also is concerned about her ex-husband who is also working in the same facility. However, she describes she has been undergoing a lot of stress and lot of emotions in her mind, and she does care. She worried about that she should not get awakening of her post-trauma due to neglect by her husband. She is going to talk with a therapist about the situation. I further discuss and also explain that it is a good idea that she should adjust with the new situation and try to provide support, redirection, and understand her difficulties. Patient is taking Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN. Right now she denies that she has been taking any tablet and dealing with situation appropriately. She is also on Remeran 15 milligram daily. She is alert-oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. she denies any suicidal thoughts or any symptoms of hallucination or delusion. Patient agreed that she will be working on the situation and in a positive way and try to feel better. Assessment: major depressive disorder, history of post-traumatic stress disorder due to the separation from her husband, period of insomnia during night due to stress, plan continue with the supportive care, encouraged to work on her learning whatever she has learned through therapy. 2 weeks she agreed. Prognosis fair, end of depression. Next question is Anne Franks, FRANKS, NANN. Date of birth is 10/15/1974. Room number 33914-5053. Subject to Ajita. N is a 50-year-old Caucasian female who has been seen first time last 2 weeks ago regarding her depression, bipolarity, and described that today she cannot come to the office as she developed flu with the conjunctivitis. She got this problem from her husband. So I also review her labs, and it shows that her labs shows negative for substance of abuse, except she is taking OxyContin prescribed by her primary care physician for her pain. Her glucose was 119, bilirubin creatinine was normal, CVC differential profile was normal, eosinophil count was little high, which may be secondary to infection or flu. Her bilirubin, globulin, alkaline phosphatase, SGOT, SGPT was normal. This was a review from the record from Dr. from her doctor office. Patient is denied any side effect of medication. She is on duloxetine 60 mg daily, bupropion 10 mg BID, wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily. A 30 days medications was ordered. This is the end of medication. Next solution is Anna Inucci, ANNA Inucci, IANNUCCI. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Phone number is 586-843-4154. Subject is Ajita. Anna is a 70-year-old Caucasian female who was seen by Doxy. She described she is feeling much better. All the medications has been working. I consolidated her prescription, and it appears that she is compliant with every medication. That is quetiapine 50 mg at bedtime, lamotrigine 100 mg in the 100 mg quetiapine, Lamictal 50 mg in the morning, 300 mg at bedtime, melatonin 10 mg at bedtime. She described all the medications are working. She is feeling much better. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations. She wants that to still like to have some tablet of Ativan, which has been helping, and she take only when it is needed. So I explain her that I am going to give only 5 tablet of Ativan 0.5 mg. She should use only when she needed, otherwise she should not take it. Patient agreed. Patient was provided support, education about the medication, encouragement to social interaction, and also get out of the apartment, and participate in the activities. To which she agreed. Diet and exercise was ordered. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic stable, continuous supportive plan. All the medication was sent. to her pharmacy. End of dictation. Next relation on Murphy Smith, Murphy Smith, Wendy, Wendy. Her date of birth is 8/22/1962. Phone number is 586-519-2244. Subject is Ajita. Wendy is a 62-year-old married Caucasian female who has been living with her husband and described that she has been doing good. Her mood is pleasant. Effect of right speech was clear. She denies any susadam, sarthas, denies any aritia, visual hallucination, or any persecutory delusion. She described she has been feeling much better and she has some other appointment during next follow appointment. Therefore, she like to have to change the appointment. I further discuss it that she can do it and discuss with the staff. Yet, patient is on aripiprazole 50 mg daily and Wellbutrin XL 300 mg twice a day. A 30-day supply was ordered. It has benefit side effect to explain. Follow appointment was recommended in 30 days. End of dictation. Next relation is Charles Mamie, Charles Mamie, Mamie. Her date of birth is 11/29/1943. Telephone number is 313-410-0638. Subject is Ajita. Mamie is a 81-year-old single Caucasian female, has been in treatment for depression and reported that she has been doing better. She is eating good, sleeping good, does not have much to do otherwise. There is nothing new. She has been fine. I encourage and also appreciate her improvement and compliance with treatment. Patient has been on serentanin 50 mg at lunchtime and meratizipam 7.5 mg at bedtime. She describes she is not taking melatonin. Therefore, I will gradually discontinue the medication. Patient was alert, oriented, slim, Afro-American female. Her mood was pleasant, effect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicide of herself, thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. There is no feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness. She was cooperative, attentive, knows the name of the president, name the date, month and year, and able to focus, and her executive functioning was fair. Assessment. Major depressive disorder, recurrent with anxiety. Plan, continue with the serentanin 50 mg daily and remeron 7.5 mg, 30-day supply was ordered, end of dictation. Next solution is on Randall Salsa, S-H-A-L-Y-S-A, Randall Salsa. Telephone number is 586-354-8053. Date of birth is 6/11/1989. Subject is Ajita. Salsa is a 35-year-old single Caucasian female living with her boyfriend, has a 7-year-old son and newly born baby. Patient has been working in a attorney office, but currently it was prerequisite that she has to go to the office at least 2 days out of 5 days, but she described within 2 days it was scattered in 1 week. She did not get a babysit and therefore has been having problem to take care of her young baby. She also concerned that her older son has been suspended from school due to his behavior problem. I further discussed these things will happen and she has to deal with the positive outlook and work on situation. To which she agreed, she is taking medication, is working fine. She was alert, oriented, her grooming hygiene was good. Her mood was pleasant, effect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment size seems to be better. Patient. She also indicated her depression is because of the external factor, otherwise she is not depressed or suicidal. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Symptomatic stable. Plan will give her amphetamine dextroamphetamine 20 mg tablet once a day in the morning. She is getting escitalopram Lexapro 20 mg from her primary care physician, from her GYN. Continue with the supportive plan. End of dictation. Next question is Jackson Siri Rose. This is her last dictation. Jackson said he rose. Her date of birth is 1/5/1988. Telephone number is 313-718-346569. Subject of study is 31-year-old, single, African-American female, living with her mother. Period. She has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and has been doing good. Since she has been taking consistent with the medication and seeing a therapist, she has been making a positive improvement per mother, and she was cooperative, so described medication has been working. She's sleeping good, eating good, except it appears that some medications make her sleepy more, and therefore it was decided to take her off from the quetiapine 100 mg daily. She liked to be on trazodone. Patient was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was pleasant. The speech was clear. Thought was recognized. Immediate recent memory of fear. There was no auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. She is not going too often to the FaceTime and does not get bothered by anyone. She has been compliant and with the activity and try to be consistent with the treatment and do whatever she gets from the therapist to work on it. Assessment. Schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, post-traumatic stress disorder, plan, continue with the supportive plan, continue with the current medication. A follow-up appointment was discussed in 4 weeks. I will discontinue her syrup oil. Period. 30-day supply was ordered. Prognosis guarded. This is an end of dictation.